This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is kind of the point here of Free Talk Live. There's an interesting piece, well, an outrageous piece over at USA Today that I've been holding on to for a few days here that I wanted to share. It is from the Prohibitionists. You, as you know, as we've reported here on Free Talk Live, multiple states now, I believe 8 of them, have legalization schemes in place for cannabis. One of them is Colorado. That was one of the first two states, Colorado and Washington, and this is coming out of Colorado. Jeff Hunt is the opinion contributor here at USA Today. Headline, Marijuana Devastated Colorado.
Okay.
Don't legalize it nationally, he says. Arrests are up. We still have a black market, and people are in danger. Last week, Senator Cory Booker introduced the Marijuana Justice Act in an effort to legalize marijuana across the nation and penalize local communities that want nothing to do with this dangerous drug. You know, just this headline and the sensationalism made me wonder if I was reading The Onion or something like that. But no, this is really USA Today.
Right.
This apparently actually appeared in that newspaper. Going on, he says...
Fake news.
Yeah, no kidding. This is the furthest-reaching marijuana legalization effort to date and marks another sad moment in our nation's embrace of a drug that will have generational consequences. Dude, I got news for you. Marijuana's been used for generations while it was illegal
right. In
the United States. He says, our country is facing a drug epidemic. Legalizing recreational marijuana will do nothing that Senator Booker expects. We heard many of these same promises in 2012 when Colorado legalized recreational marijuana. In the years since, Colorado has seen an increase in marijuana-related traffic deaths, poison control calls, and emergency room visits. The marijuana black market has increased in Colorado, not decreased, and numerous Colorado marijuana regulators have been indicted for corruption. So there's a lot to take in just that one paragraph. A lot of claims about, of course, a lot of people are afraid of, if we legalize marijuana, then everybody's just going to be smoking and driving. And then he says here that there's this increase in marijuana-related traffic deaths.
And they have these ridiculous things where it's like, this is what it's like to drive while on marijuana. I don't know if you've ever seen some of these reports, and it's like, put on this helmet that's mirrors facing behind your head. That's what it's like. Drive on marijuana. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I know all kinds of people who have driven on cannabis, and they've been fine. In fact, studies have shown that cannabis using drivers, in many cases, are actually safer than non-cannabis using drivers. Certainly far safer than alcohol using drivers, and that's because the cannabis user has the ability to know that they're impaired. The cannabis user is, if they are to the point of impairment, because a lot of times, you know, you can drive fine, but the cannabis user, if they've had too much, they know they've had too much, whereas the alcoholic, in many cases, is completely oblivious to the fact that they can't operate a 2,000-pound or more motor vehicle, a death trap. But the claim here is that marijuana-related traffic deaths have gone up. And I'm sure that if you asked, he could find some statistic to make that claim. But what does it mean to be a marijuana-related traffic death? The thing with these prohibitionists is you've got to be very careful with the claims that they make. they have an interest, and that is to re-prohibit marijuana. This guy wants to turn things around. He wants Colorado to make this illegal again. So it's in his interest to use whatever kind of skewed studies he can find or manipulate the numbers in whatever way he possibly can. A marijuana-related traffic death is the same thing as an alcohol-related traffic death, in that it sounds as though you're talking about somebody who was drinking and driving or smoking and driving, and then they, you know, crashed headfirst into a car of teenagers and people died. Now, while it's not impossible that something like that could have happened, when it says marijuana-related, that means that some sort of accident happened in which somebody died. Someone within that accident situation, whether it's the person who died, the person who crashed, the person who was in the car with the person who crashed, the person who was crashed into, the passengers in that car, somebody had some marijuana on them. Or marijuana was found in the back seat, you know, on the floor.
But I think if somebody has marijuana on them when they're driving, they should be executed.
I'm sure there are people that believe that, and I suspect this guy probably would take up that particular viewpoint. But the point I'm making is that it doesn't matter whether the driver was, you know, was under the influence.
Right.
It's a marijuana-related traffic fatality as long as someone in the car had some marijuana or admitted to having used marijuana in the past. Doesn't even mean the driver did it.
Right.
So, again, be very careful with these claims here. Poison control calls, emergency room visits. He says there's been an increase in these things. Now, again, we don't know exactly what that means. Does that mean that someone went to the emergency room for some reason and reported, because now it's not illegal to have marijuana.
Right, exactly.
So a lot of times, if you went to the emergency room before, maybe you were feeling ill for some reason, you went to the emergency room, the doctor asks you, have you done any, you know, drugs tonight, son, or whatever, have you been drinking? You know, some people might say no, even though they did, because they didn't want the doctor to know that they were using an illegal substance, maybe under the belief that the doctor would be obligated to report that to the police.
Right.
Now, whether that belief was true or not is another question, but, you know, drug users are notoriously paranoid about these things, and for good reason. Nobody wants to go to jail if they can avoid it.
I think one thing that maybe positive that's come of legalization, though, that would result in increased hospitalizations is, I think, and again, who knows to know whether or not this is even legitimate or not, I'm leaning towards it actually being legitimate, that there's some kind of a medical condition that it comes from extremely regular usage of marijuana, like really, really high doses, and it probably varies per person of how much they can tolerate. But I guess there's some sort of a disease where it causes people to just vomit a whole lot.
Whoa.
They get some sort of, you know, it's some sort of condition where it's they just get really, really sick to
Jeez.
Their stomach. It's like some really abdominal problem condition.
Okay,
that
sounds unusual.
From years of, like, extreme daily usage, like really heavy daily usage mm-hmm. of marijuana can result in this horrible condition. And, you know, people take it as a pain, and then they smoke more, and it doesn't help. And basically the only way to get rid of it is to stop smoking.
Right.
And, you know, it takes a lot of people a while to kind of figure this out. And that's the only condition that could potentially result in someone maybe dying from marijuana or having a problem.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not really dying from marijuana. It's dying from vomiting and, you know, like
choking on your own vomit, or
something like that. But,
people don't die from marijuana. That doesn't happen.
That's coming out now because, you know, people are able to say, yeah, I'm a regular user, and they're able to actually report on it.
Right. And so, yeah, I don't buy that marijuana is any more dangerous or anything like that. I mean, millions of people have used cannabis for decades, you know, in their lives, and they've done it safely. It's really, you know, we've talked about the medical uses for cannabis here on Free Talk Live, and the medical users, their stories are so persuasive and so, I think, important for people to understand. This really is a miracle drug. Yeah, some people are just using it to get high, but others are using it for really legitimate medical purposes, and it's not causing a problem if somebody's just smoking it to get high. If they're sitting on their front porch or wherever it is they are, standing outside of you know, the restaurant that they work at, and they're smoking a joint, that's not putting anybody in danger.
Right.
And people should be free to make those choices, even if you believe it's a bad choice. You know, maybe for some people it is. That's still the individual's choice to make. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Cody is in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cody.
Hey, Ian. I love talking about, you know, marijuana versus alcohol. And I've had enough experience to say that most of my bad decisions have come from drinking alcohol and not from smoking marijuana.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Hang on, Cody. Yeah, if you got more... Hold that thought. We're gonna bring you back here. More with Cody, and this is Cody O'Connor from Off the Air Live. We'll continue here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. You can comment as well. Free Talk Live.
Warning: if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold. Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. So don't forget, you can join us on the radio and talk about anything that you want to discuss. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Also, you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. At Simbi.com, you won't believe the diversity of services available on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy, so go get your account at Simbi.com and take a look around and post your services, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. Cody O'Connor with us on the line in Keene, New Hampshire. He's the host of Off the Air Live, offtheairlive.com. It's the Saturday night show here on, well, on our little internet network, LRN.FM. Cody, you were calling in about the marijuana alcohol discussion we've just started to have here with this prohibitionist in Colorado claiming marijuana legalization is a total failure and saying people shouldn't do it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, is that I will readily admit that I've made mistakes in my life, but those mistakes were never made while smoking marijuana. Usually when I smoke marijuana, I'm a relatively paranoid guy as it is, but if I smoke marijuana, usually I'm like holding up in my bedroom afraid for my life.
Wow.
If I'm drinking
alcohol, doesn't sound like much fun.
No. I mean, sometimes I have a good time. Depends on, you know, my mood or whatever. But
okay.
if I'm drinking alcohol, I'm more likely to be like, yeah, I can drive wherever I want to go. Doesn't matter. You know,
mm-hmm.
it just takes away any sort of thought in my mind that would go, hey, maybe this is a bad idea. So I keep going, and all of a sudden I end up drunk, naked, in a bathtub, puking all over myself.
I've seen it.
It usually doesn't end well. I know you have. That's why I brought it up. But then that was not from marijuana, though.
That happened from
drinking alcohol. That is a big difference.
Maybe I can't drive, but after I do a few lines of Adderall and maybe some Coke, I'll be okay.
Oh, Adderall makes driving much more better. Drinking, not so much.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I will say Adderall should be readily available to anybody without a prescription.
Mm.
It is an amazing substance.
Yeah, I don't have much experience with it, but you know, I can't disagree with you on the alcohol and cannabis thing. And I actually just recently gave up alcohol again about 2.5 weeks ago. I was doing it. I was drinking maybe 2 cups of wine every night, so it wasn't going overboard or anything like that. It wasn't ever, you know, losing consciousness, just a little getting a little tipsy. But yeah, I just kind of felt like it was weighing me down, and it wasn't. It was time for a break, and so I've called it quits. I don't know how long I'm going to take a break.
You get those resveratrol pills instead because
what's
keep
that?
The red wine benefits. Resveratrol, it's a substance known in red wine that's to help you keep mental clarity and reduce speed at which you age. It's known to be very, very effective at this. It's like a.
So you're saying drinking wine is supposed to make you mentally clear?
The compounds found in the skin of the grape is where the resveratrol comes from, and it actually helps to slow the aging process, which includes mental aging.
Don't the doctors on TV always talk about how wine is healthy, then it's bad for you, and it's healthy again?
Yeah, it depends who you ask. I know I've seen some winos who don't look particularly healthy or in good shape, so
I think all things in moderation, perhaps.
I want to add, too, like, I really, really do believe, and listen, this is coming from me, I'm still a drinker, like, not as much as I was. I do believe alcohol is probably one of the worst drugs that you can be addicted to. And I'm saying that compared to painkillers, methamphetamine, marijuana, I don't care what you're talking about. I think alcohol is probably one of the worst ones that you could actually be addicted to. And it's completely legal.
Yeah, I think that's true. If you look at the, I think it was Professor David Nutt, which is a great last name, but N-U-T-T out of the United Kingdom. He used to work for the Drug Czar or whatever the equivalent office is over in the UK. In fact, he was like the Drug Czar or something. And then at some point, I don't know what happened. I don't know his personal story, but he, you know, he came to the side of sanity, the side of good, became against prohibition, and he came out with a chart that is very interesting. It shows the relative harm of a drug, different drugs, and it shows their harm to the individual, and then it shows their harm to society, and it sort of brings both of those harms together for a total level of harm for each drug. And alcohol and heroin were, I believe it was 1 and 2, or maybe it was the reverse, but they were very, very close and very, very strong at the top of the list of the most dangerous drugs. Cannabis, LSD, MDMA were much lower down that list. Yeah. But yeah, it basically put alcohol
I think it was psilocybin mushrooms maybe that were at the very, very bottom of the list as far as least dangerous drugs.
Yeah,
because it was it's a natural thing, you know, and it's the natural things that
natural things will kill you too. I mean, there's some berries out there that you should not eat, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah, not every mushroom is good for you.
Right,
I'll make that clear. Steer very clear away from the white ones; they will end your life. But, some of them, they'll give you a life-changing experience also.
I don't know. I like white mushrooms that you buy at the grocery store, the button caps.
Well, the thing with the mushrooms is there are many different kinds. Many different kinds of mushrooms out there. And if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't do anything about mushrooms. The average person who, enjoys psychedelic mushrooms would not be able to identify them if they were growing in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of
exactly. Not very many people are mycologists, I believe it is. The white ones that I'm thinking of, they're big and tall. They're called like angel, it's like the angel of death or something.
Cody, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
No, just good to talk to you guys.
All right, I appreciate it. Cody O'Connor from OffTheAirLive.com. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Jay. Also, I believe this is Jay Noon calling from Colorado. Am I right about that?
You are right about that, yeah.
All right. What's up? What's on your mind, Jay?
Well, you're just as prohibitionist was talking. I kind of wonder how invested in the liquor industry he is.
Good question.
They're literally whining out here. I've heard it like 4 times now that Coors is having the worst sales in Colorado in like decades.
Wow.
So they're having a Rocky Mountain low?
I guess. I mean, it's just the guys in here whining. Because actually, there's a couple of guys that worked for my stepdad actually got laid off from Coors a little while ago. And, these guys are kind of crying about it. But I met a former county deputy sheriff about a trailer off him yesterday, and he retired a few years ago and was going to California actually quite often, kind of living there to because he had a medical card and arthritis so bad. He took an early retirement because of arthritis, and this guy was in like a motorcycle wreck years ago and his arthritis stemmed. But he basically said that he could still be a police officer if, he never would have took early retirement if he had found marijuana years ago, because it takes care of his arthritis pain. He's a huge pro-legalization advocate now.
I love that. Jay, hang on. If you have more, you can share it. Otherwise, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. There's more coming up here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves. We're talking about drug prohibition, specifically that prohibition of cannabis, because, you know, to actually advocate for other drugs to be removed from prohibition at this point, we're not even to that point yet. So we're still here in the United States arguing with these prohibitionists over cannabis, the most benign drug you can possibly imagine. Of course, here on Free Talk Live, we want to see all drug prohibition ended so people can be free to make their own choices with their own body and suffer whatever consequences come from making those choices. And as Cody was pointing out earlier in his call, the consequences from drinking alcohol, which is, of course, a completely legal drug for people under the age, or over the age of 21, can be very, very tremendous, can be life-altering, life-ending consequences, but yet that's completely legal. But this person in the USA Today article is just haranguing the cannabis legalization. He's saying that it's been an abject failure, even though the state has brought in big-time revenue from cannabis in Colorado. It's become a real tourist attraction, and you know, everybody we've talked to has said it's been an absolute success. But of course, this is coming from a prohibitionist, so we'll continue with his ridiculous opinions here in moments. We got Jay on the line here. He's Jay Noon, who has done some Wednesday night co-hosting with us. He won't be here this week because he's in Colorado, but he's on the phones. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I should be back in 2 weeks. But okay. This retired sheriff's deputy, he was going on and on about how he might even actually be listening to, like, Fitzhall about the show. And he was going on about how, like, the heroin use is tremendously down since, you know, the legalization.
Really?
And, you know, this is what he was telling me. And so he was saying, people can... You know, aren't getting into heroin because they're, you know, because they can do other things without any problem. And, you know, just like, you know, if there's, you know, if it has to be such a black market, you got to go, usually you're buying marijuana from the same guy that's selling coke, heroin, or whatever.
A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's usually, you know, he wants to sell more expensive stuff too, or, you know, he wants to sell everything, and, but, the one thing I've noticed, the biggest thing is that I've been going to libertarian gatherings and parties and type festivals for pretty much my entire adult life. And out here in Colorado, I lived here for a little over 2 years, and I would go to all these, even the Liberty on the Rocks I went to, very few people were actually drinking, and that was in a bar, and because they would, you know, their guys would bring edibles and pass them around and little gummies and stuff. And, you know, people would be have vaporizers. And, even like the house parties I go to that were put on by libertarians, there was very, very little drinking and, you know, very little, like, I noticed like at, you know, a lot of the get togethers when people start drinking, you know, they start arguing about, you know, you're not as libertarian enough or you're not.
Wait, are you saying that libertarians don't argue if they don't drink? I don't know if I buy that.
No, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they debate. It doesn't turn really into, like, yelling and screaming. And, you know, it's like more, it just seems to be more like, you know, intellectual debate, you know, more discussion. I mean, yeah, you're still going to have your whiners no matter what. You're going to cry about whatever. But I've just noticed that the vibe is just a lot more friendly, a lot more loving, you know, with the marijuana user crowd versus the alcohol user crowd.
Yep, and that's true.
These guys that all the guys out here in Colorado that like, oh, these dope heads, you know, they're gonna destroy Colorado. And well, it's made such a huge industry. Actually, some of the farmers are a little annoyed. They can't find any help because, well, you got the oil field, and you also got the growers out here. In fact, I just drove by a field the other day, like 180 acres, and it's all hemp plants. It looks just, you know, hemp and weed, the same thing. I'm going to take a picture of it maybe tomorrow and post it. But yeah, just awesome to see out here. It's just right by a major highway.
So it's your belief then, as somebody who's spent time out in Colorado in the last few years, that marijuana, according to this article's opinion, Jeff Hunt, who writes that it has devastated Colorado, you would say that is far from the truth.
That is far from the truth, because everywhere out here you go, there's the help wanted signs. I've seen a help wanted sign at a Burger King, and they're starting people at 12:50 an hour at a Burger King. And anybody who wants to go work in a trimming operation, they're paying people $15 or $20 an hour cash just to get them there. In these trimmings,
and they sit there and they clip. They sit there and they trim leaves off of the marijuana flowers, and that's what their job is.
Yep. I mean, my mom is a lunch lady, and what she does as a second job is she's a trimmer, and a couple of her friends. And, oh, yeah, it's hilarious. You know, she just does it, you know, she gets paid cash. You know, she works however many. They're so desperate for help that because it's just gotten so big here and they can do it that, you know, and even like when they first started, they had all this like felony stuff and background checks, and they just pretty much are hiring anybody else to show up and do the job now because.
Wow, that's incredible.
They need helpers.
Do they get to smoke as much weed as they want while they're doing the job, or do they have to be straight edge while they're doing it?
I don't know that answer. I mean, I know they can't, like, grab it and stuff, and they're not supposed to, like, take trimmings home, and they have a contract with, like, there's a little organic hog grower out here. Mark's going to love this, but they pretty much feed the pigs a whole bunch of the marijuana trimmings. And they're, like, so that guy's got, like, the contract. The one place I'm familiar with, it all goes to this little, like, pig farm. It's kind of little,
that's great. So they're really using every aspect of the plant. They're using the clippings, which normally would just get chucked out or whatever.
Yeah, feed them to the pigs. So you got marijuana clay and ham. And I was in a Home Depot here the other day getting some things. I had to drive to three Home Depots to get the exact tool I needed. In the area, and everyone I went to, the Home Depot, they're just busy, the parking lots are full, and you can't find any help. And the one manager I'm talking to, I'm like, hey, what's the, you know, you guys just need to, you know, up your ante on the pay. You know, just the way economics works. He goes, no, he goes, people want to work here. He says, but as soon as we tell them that they have to pass the urine test and have the marijuana free, they just laugh and walk away. They're going to drive somewhere else.
I think that's great news. That means you're going to see changes in drug testing policy, because if there's so much work elsewhere and Home Depot has a drug testing policy and they're losing out on what would otherwise be good employees, because, you know, marijuana users are by and large responsible people who they pay their bills, they take care of their families, they do what they got to do. If they're going somewhere else saying, well, screw you, I don't want to work here if you're going to test me, then that eventually Home Depot corporate's going to have to look at that and say, hey, look, you know, we can get better workers if we eliminate this drug test, and it'll be cheaper because they got to pay for those tests. Whenever an employee is coming on, the company that is doing the testing is paying, I don't know how much, 40, 50 bucks or something like that for one of those drug tests, and that's just, you know, that's not much. That's money they don't have to be spending. Jay, thanks for calling and sharing your story here tonight. I appreciate it, man. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So a little more here from the crazed prohibitionist who says Colorado's been ruined by cannabis legalization. Says here that in 2012, we were promised funds from marijuana taxes would benefit our communities, particularly schools. Dr. Harry Bull, the superintendent of Cherry Creek Schools, one of the largest school districts in the state, said, quote, so far, the only thing that the legalization of marijuana has brought to our schools has been marijuana. Because there was never marijuana in the schools before it was legalized. In the fiscal year 2016, and by the way, if the state promised schools something and they didn't deliver, well, that's the state's problem. Right. That's, you know, that's your fault for trusting the state.
And really, was marijuana legalized for all ages?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Because I'm sure there's no cigarettes in those schools.
Yeah, we'll continue here because there's more, and you can share your thoughts. In fact, how much tax revenue did they rack up last year from marijuana sales in Colorado? We'll tell you about that on the way. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in and join us. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you trust our economy?
How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Ian and Johnson in the studio tonight. And don't forget that you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We've got a new Free Talk Live forum. Well, I mean, newish. It's new as of the last few months. For Free Talk Live listeners to get involved in and talk to one another about stuff off of Facebook. And this is for all Free Talk Live listeners, not just the amplifiers, although amplifiers get a special Free Talk Live badge for the forum, which identifies you as a Free Talk Live supporter. So if you want to go and check out the forum, it's free to do. Just go to forum.freetalklive.com. It's actually part of the larger Shire forums, so it's one of the sub-forums in there, but the forum.freetalklive.com will take you directly to the Free Talk Live sub-forum. So check that out. It's free to register and get involved over there and interact with other listeners and some of the hosts over at forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with the prohibitionist, a guy who's writing for USA Today, Jeff Hunt, in an opinion column saying that marijuana has devastated Colorado and that you should not legalize it nationally. He goes on with his misinformation and lie-filled piece, because that's all the prohibitionists have in their corner, is to just lie to you. He says that in fiscal year 2016, marijuana tax revenue in Colorado resulted in $156,701,018 coming in for the Colorado state government. That's a lot of money. And last, I think it was like a year ago, it was a fraction of that. Like, it's been growing
right
over time. And it only took it like two or so years for it to eclipse alcohol's tax revenue, which is huge.
Right.
To say that the money raised from cannabis higher than the money raised from alcohol is an amazing statement. But this guy belittles it. He says the total tax revenue for Colorado was $13.3 billion, making marijuana only 1.18% of the state's total tax revenues.
What is this guy smoking?
The cost of marijuana legalization in public awareness campaigns, law enforcement, healthcare treatment, addiction, recovery, and preventative work is an unknown cost to date. Senator Booker stated his reasons for legalizing marijuana, he's talking about a national proposal, is to, quote, reduce marijuana arrests happening so much in our country, targeting certain communities, poor communities, minority communities, unquote. It's a noble cause, says the prohibitionist here, to seek to reduce incarceration rates among these communities, but legalizing marijuana has had the opposite effect. Huh? He says, according to the Colorado Department of Public Safety, arrests in Colorado of black and Latino youth for marijuana possession have increased 58% and 29% respectively after legalization. This means that black and Latino youth are being arrested more for marijuana possession after it became legal. Now, if that's true, then that's outrageous.
Yeah, that's and what is going on there.
I would like to know more about that as well. If you are in Colorado and you can explain what's happening there, are these people who are smoking it in public and getting arrested or something? Like, how could are they? Do they have over a certain amount? Like, is there a certain legal amount in Colorado? I don't remember. I'm sure there is. Right. I don't remember what it is, and they just have more than that. So.
Or maybe it's just cops that are saying that they have more than that, or
could be. I mean, we know that prohibition doesn't work, and that even in these legalized environments, there's still some level of prohibition going on. In the same way that under alcohol legalization, there's still some counties that are dry counties, like in the South, for instance.
Right.
There's still some states where you can't buy it on Sunday, or you can't buy it here in New Hampshire. You can't buy it after 10 or 11:45 at night in grocery stores and things like that. So, I mean, those are still prohibitions. It's still illegal for people under the age of 21 to possess these things. So that's still a prohibition. Or if you have more than 2 ounces or whatever the legal amount is, that's still a prohibition. So we haven't seen the end of prohibition. Right. So
people need to be reminded, it's not like that in a lot of places around the world. You know, you can buy alcohol at, like, what?
All night.
Or in France, you know, like in other countries.
You can stay in the bar till the sun rises.
Well, yeah, but also the fact is that children can buy alcohol in France, you know, like in certain countries. You know, there are countries where all drugs are legal, right? I mean, there are actually some, was it the Netherlands that recently started experimenting? They just legalized everything.
You're talking about Portugal, and it wasn't recently. Portugal? It was 15 more years ago.
Well, yeah, and the reports have started to come out about, hey, this is not gone poorly.
It's gone very, very well. Right. Reduction, dramatic reduction in addicts. And that's not because they're dying. It's because they're able to go and get help.
Right.
It's been an incredible success story. Anybody who wants to research Portugal really ought to. If you want to learn a thing or two about why prohibition doesn't work and how some level of decrim or legalization can help. But here on Free Talk Live, we advocate for the end of prohibition. So these legalization schemes that they have in Washington and Colorado and the other states that have done it, they're not true ends to prohibition. So this guy is citing a complaint that is that more minority folks have been arrested since legalization. He's complaining about an aspect of prohibition and calling it legalization.
Right.
I mean, this is just so confused and so, wrong in the way this guy is communicating. Either he doesn't understand what's going on or he's purposefully misrepresenting it. But if you want to stop black and Latino youth from being arrested for possession of marijuana, you have to truly end prohibition to where any amount, an ounce, 5 ounces, 20 pounds, Any amount of it is legal. Any amount is legal to grow without a permit, because we've seen, we didn't talk about it, but a few weeks ago there was a story about some grower in Colorado got raided. Why? Because he didn't have a license. So the cops are still out there looking for people who don't have the government permission slips, and they're going in and they're putting them in handcuffs and stealing their plants, just like they've always done, because they can. Because it's not truly legal across the board,
right.
And it needs to be. It's just a damn plant. He says, furthermore, the vast majority of Colorado's marijuana businesses are concentrated in neighborhoods of color. Leaders from these communities, many of whom initially voted to legalize recreational marijuana, often speak out about the negative impacts of these businesses. Now, I don't know, again, what he's referring to there exactly, but I'm sure you can find all kinds of people from those communities who will say different things.
A lot of times this type of person will read an article, but leaders from these things are often speaking out about, you know, they're referring to, like, one person's said something once in some small meeting somewhere.
Sure.
You know, like
you can always find somebody.
This type, you know, like. Yeah.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. And Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Yeah, you know what? I was told that older people are actually happier the older you get. And I thought, I'm almost 50 years old and I'm pretty happy. I'm a lot happier than when I was 18 or 20.
Hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know what? I feel that maybe we feel that I might only have like 40 more years to live and I'd be out of this miserable place. You know, maybe that's part of it.
So you're happy because you're closer to death?
Right. You know, it's like, it's kind of like, you know how people commit suicide to end their life? Well, I'm not doing it, but it's like I don't have much long to live. So I'm relieved of that burden. I feel like my testing are done. But I guess there's other, you know, parts of being, like, older. It's like there's less expectation. You know, when you're younger, they expect you to go to college and have a career and expect so much out of you. Maybe when you're older, people don't expect much out of you, you know? There's
Scott and Sarah tonight both just knocking it out of the park with the anti-life philosophy here, right?
I mean,
so...
Yeah, I don't know. I almost don't even know what to say. I'm almost at a loss for words.
Sarah, if you drive in cars more, you'll be closer to death. You'll be happy if you're driving. You should get your driver's license and drive.
Well, the thing is that, you know, that we're on a journey, and we think that our mission is done here on Earth, and we're completed with all of our testing and trials, and we finished the course. And you know, our time is, I mean, we're not going to take our life, but when God takes our life, which is not far away, but maybe it's like a relief of a burden. I don't know. There's a lot of discussions about why people are happier when they're older, you know? It's just when you get older, you don't get aggravated over little things anymore. When you're younger.
But don't you call, like, every night complaining about little things like speeding cameras and red light cameras and, you know, people driving cars? I mean, wouldn't you say those are aggravating to you?
Well, you know what? You know, police shootings here are robberies here. They're aggravating. But see, when you're older, you want to work on it, but you don't get aggravated. You don't get tormented with it. Because you know that it's all, you're going to give it up. I mean, I don't know.
Wow, it sounds like you've given up. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Maybe we'll hear from you again. All right, out of time for tonight. We'll see you online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Do the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.